Hey, what's going on, of course, to all of my metal freaks out there. Of course, you know, it is me, Blazing Quita, and welcome to, can you believe, episode 3 of the Curvy Metalhead Show, the program, of course, where I bring you alternative sounds and multicultural opinions. Guys, I'm telling you, I feel so blessed that I had the opportunity. These guys are like my metal brothers now, I swear. They are amazing band from Ashwana. Hopefully I said that right, because I practice at least 10 times a day. But they are from a very fine country called Canada, and they are called Fallen Legion, and we will be playing their debut single here, new single called Wade Out. Wade Out, man, this song is awesome, and that's what really made me fall in love with them in the first place, besides their awesome personalities. But guys, before we get to this awesome interview, plus we're gonna play Way Out so you can check them out, because they're amazing, okay? So before we get to that, I want to talk about our interesting topic of the day. So every week, I'm going to pick a topic that, of course, is interesting. No, duh, but I digress. But it's going to be a topic that's going to really focus around some of the challenges and difficulties sometimes of being a metalhead. You know, I talk about this all the time, being an alternative person, unfortunately, in depending where you are in the world, okay? Because I know there are exemptions for everybody, but I'm only speaking for myself, being an alternative person, being a metalhead, and trying to get a career is like the most challenging thing ever. Unfortunately, society, well, some people in society, there's still a lot of really stupid, judgmental people that if they see someone with long hair, automatically, you know, they're weird or they're uneducated. And I am here today to say that, and this is just me, metalheads are some of the most well-educated people that I have ever met, because metal is not something that's basic. It can get really complex. And through my research and many interviews that I have done in the past, I found a commonality, and that was, how do you balance your metal career and your professional career? And how do you get a job if you are a metalhead, or if you are someone that is in an alternative subculture? It's not an easy thing. And I just want to give some suggestions from research that I was doing talking about this. Also, I have a really good example from my girl here. I love her. She is amazing. Mercedes Lander and her interesting career, you'll find out in Interesting Topics, also known as No Filtered News. But guys, before we get to that, let's get to my friends here, my metal brothers, my new metal brothers. I'm sounding like Hulk Hogan for some reason. Like anytime I talk about them, I'm just like, yeah, my metal brothers, yeah. But they're awesome. Here is Fallen Legion with Way Out here on the Curvy Metalhead Show.
Exactly this, searching for the light.
That was Oshawa's very own Fallen Legion. And for once in my life, I actually said something right. No. But yeah, those are my new metal brothers, man. They are absolutely phenomenal. And actually, the funny thing was, I didn't know this, but actually yesterday, they had their CD release party, and I wish I was there, because apparently the bands were killer, and this is according to their Twitter. But guys, if you want to know more about this band, please go check out their Twitter, go check out their official website too, which is FallenLegionBand.com. And they also have some shows coming up here. So Friday, May 4th at 9 p.m., it's part of this event called the Weekend Warriors Tour Hamilton, the Doors Pub Taco Joint and Metal Bar in Hamilton. Man, I wish I could be there, eat some tacos, and hey, if you want to hear some good music, guys, go check it out. But unfortunately, this old metalhead here, I get indigestion, so I would just be there for the music, not necessarily tacos per se. Tacos are delicious, but it seems the older I get, that's the more I'm like, oh, I need more medication. It's terrible, let me tell you. It's absolutely horrible. And then also coming up May 5th at 8 p.m., part of the Weekend Warriors Tour London, they're going to be at the East Village Arts Collective in London. So I will have I'll post the link to their entire like tour dates so you can check them out. I mean, come on, way out. Look at all that intensity. Then go see that live. If you have a wig or if you're bald and you wear like some type of two-play clip on, you might want to clip it on even more when you're going to go see them, because it's full octane, intense, aggressive metal, and that's what I like. That's what I like, man. They are awesome. So, to Fallen Legion, thank you for taking the time to do this interview, because I felt so grateful. And they have such a good sense of humor. I appreciate interviewing people that can laugh. It's a good time, okay? So, they've also played countless shows with bands such as Soilwork, Havoc, and 36 Crazy Fist. So, without further ado, here is my exclusive interview with Fallen Legion. I really appreciate you guys coming on today and of course talking about your album coming out, the EP Downfall coming out on the 18th. Oh man, that's gotta be exciting.
we're super excited about it. We can't wait.
Yeah, so one question I always ask, and I always ask Canadian bands this, and so many bands that I've interviewed have said that it's very difficult to travel around Canada. Is that true?
Well, yeah, just because like the spacing in between like viable cities is like, you know, like in Ontario, like, to get to, like, Manitoba or something, you have to go all the way around the Great Lakes. It's not like a straight shot. You're
all right.
Like 8 hours out of the way.
Yeah, because I've always wondered that myself. I'm like, why is it, like, why does it take so long? Like, do you have to take, like, 3 buses to get on one side of Canada? That's definitely tough. But how about the transition, I would say, you know, to the American market? Do you guys like notice any differences between how the Canadian market takes your music versus the American market?
Well, if we're going to be completely honest, like, we don't know. We haven't broken into the American market. So, like, for us to say that it's the same, like, so far, it has been impossible, if that answers your question.
Really? Why do you think so? Because, I mean, you guys, your music is great. I was listening to it earlier, and I was like, yeah, they would fit in very well here. So what are maybe some of the challenges that you guys have had to face?
Well, I mean, some of it is, okay, because, like, a lot of, like, with our past EPs, we've had different members. So a lot of it has been, like, finding dedicated people who are, like in it to win it, in a sense. So, like, with this lineup is, like we found the people who have the drive. It was, like, the last album we put out, we had a member kind of, like, drop off just as we were about to get the ball rolling. So with this one, it's, like we're all here to push it as far as it can go. So that's really been, like, the problems in the past. It's been a dedication to the music issue.
That's something I kind of notice is when you do have different members kind of, like, cycling out, then sometimes that affects the sound. Do you feel that with the changes that you guys have had as a band, do you think that has affected your sound, or do you think it's improved it?
Oh, definitely. With each album that we put out, we've had almost, aside from the core members, it's been an entirely new lineup. So it definitely, we've maintained a sound and a style, but with each album it progresses and we grow as musicians every time. And we take influences from each other, and it's always a very good experience, and it helps us learn to be better musicians from learning from each other. We're not just stuck with the same people, so it really allows us to grow. And so it's a pretty exciting experience, really, like, being re-inspired frequently.
Yeah, it's really good. But now I'm really interested to know, too, about influences, because listening to it, it's just nothing. But I like to call it ruthless aggression. But what's some of the influences that you feel is going to be on this album, and maybe what are some of the characteristics that you think people are going to expect out of the album when it comes out on the 18th?
Yeah, definitely a lot. We're all very different musicians. Like, we all sort of jive together really well, but we all have very different influences, which is a common trait in a lot of modern bands because there's just so much music out there. But we do all have different tastes, and we come together to sort of create, like, one cumulative sound, which is pretty exciting. In terms of bands, I don't know, Dylan, what do you...
I mean, like, my all-time favorite band is, like, Gojira, because, like the drummer in that is just, like, insane. But, like, in the last, like, for this album, I'm trying to think of some of the main ones who I was listening to at the time, and I feel like, I'm a big fan of Animals as Leaders, but, like, you know, Matt Gartzka is, like, way above my head. I kind of, like, just kind of, like, watch in awe. yeah, I mean, like, I like things to be, like, you know, like, kind of dirty and raw. So, like, I feel like that kind of comes into it. I'm a bit of a loose player myself, so... I feel like that comes across in the album, because, like, there's a lot of stuff where it's, like, you know, like, we'll play it once, and then it's never,
touched upon ever again. And, like, you know, that's something that I feel like we all try to emulate in ourselves.
Yeah. Are there things that you guys kind of butt heads on? Because I see the cohesion, but are there times where you're like, you know, I prefer this, but, oh, I prefer that. So how do you guys kind of work out that type of cooperation? Because, like you guys were saying, you know, you got a quartet here, so you got different mindsets, you got four people, different philosophies. So how do you feel you guys work together, and how do you get that kind of, I would say, cooperation? Because that's not an easy thing to do.
I guess it's just a matter of respect, because even though on the previous question, we're all a bunch of different inspiration, or we follow different inspirations, and so our musical productions come from different areas. So I guess the underlying word, again, is respect, because from this we can see if this person plays this kind of style. For instance, I like to always tell the drummer to play blast beats. My background in music is more black metal, and it's just something I do as a joke because I know it's not his style at all. But the stuff that he comes up with is just phenomenal. And so, I mean, it's what he does, and I think comfort is very important when you're playing. And because he has that comfort, I feel that it reinforces it. And so I think that speaks a lot about the rest of the band, too, because as a bassist in metal, playing with your thumb, it's very different. It's not really heard of very often, and it's something that I do. And I don't get a lot of feedback on it, just a lot of positive praise, which is really good, because it's not, like I said, something that is very practical in metal nowadays that you see. And the guitar player, he's very aggressive in his leads, and I mean, I've watched him, we went to high school together, I've watched him grow and progress, and so it seems like he's been working on the same things. Getting better at it is still another way of playing something. So I think the best way that we can, in a sense, put our different inspirations together and coming out with the music we do is the respect that we have for one another and the styles that we play and our talents as musicians.
Now, there's something I've always kind of found interesting about metal, and that is, to me, the realism of the community. And having a chance to listen to the EP, and you guys are dealing with very serious topics. I mean, you have a song called Scapegoat, where it's all about not being able to handle the consequences of someone's actions. How do you feel about the current state of metal? Because, like, for me, I feel it's a rock in a hard place. It's kind of like you can talk about the real issues, but then you can't get too political, or you're not political enough. So I just feel like you can't win. Like, have you guys kind of encountered that? Or how do people kind of feel about the things that you're talking about?
I mean, like, one thing that I actually, like that I kind of see with metal is that, like, you know, everybody in it is kind of real. And, I mean, like, it also, like, it depends on the subgenre, because, like, there are genres of metal that are, like, you know, it's like Viking metal, and it's all about, like, Norse mythology. And
parallel metaphors, man.
when you're doing topics like that, it's like, it's really like the more imaginative that you can get with the topics, the more people thrive on it. And and then you'll get, you know, bands like Gojira or like Fit for an Autopsy's newest album is really like environmental, and really it's a political, you know, like, we're destroying the world, what are we going to do? And like, these bands are getting a lot of praise for that, you know, where like people, you can show people this band and say, like, well, like, this, like, although this is what they sound like, this is their topics, and like, you know, like, you will get a response of respect, because it's not something ridiculous and brutal. So like, I honestly feel like the more political you get and the more real you get, the more people find a reason to connect with it, because there's more to find.
Nowadays, people are really looking for that kind of stuff, because people are kind of fed up with the way things are, the terrible condition that the world is in nowadays. People really don't want to be, I feel,
comforting is past. We're past comforting, and we're into the part of where we need to take action and improve. Improve as a species.
One thing that's great about metal is it's a genre of music where people will often say things that other people are kind of afraid to say because of the nature of the music. It's very aggressive. So as long as, and what's common with all types of music is as long as you speak from the heart, it will resonate with people. So I feel like what's great about metal is you can talk about very personal topics, very sensitive issues, and it rings through to your heart more because, you know, with the aggression in the music can relate to the emotions that people feel, and it's just a great means to reach people, and it's even better that metal is becoming a little more socially acceptable with, you know, newer generations being raised by metalheads who, you know, are parents now, so it's definitely going to be an exciting evolution.
I just feel it's time because it's just, to me, I hate when, I would say maybe early on, like my progression of listening to it, I felt like I had to, like where I'm from, I had to kind of internalize it. So I would like listen to it with my friends, but I wouldn't tell anybody. So it's just refreshing now. And that's why I always tell this generation now coming up that, you know, it wasn't like that. Like some people had to go to certain venues or they had to be within certain communities to get that exposure. And then if you lived in a place where there was no exposure to it, it made it even more challenging. That's why for me, I like Canadian metal because it's just, I noticed that there's a community and there's just so many different subgenres. It's just to me, maybe it's just from me listening to it as an American person, I feel it's just different than what I get from listening to metal that's in America. I just enjoy it more, but that's just my personal opinion.
Well, we appreciate that opinion.
Yeah, it's just refreshing to me. I don't know. I think it's just because like when I listen to certain bands in America, I just don't feel that hunger because it's like, oh, okay, we've made it, and then that's it. But I just like Canadian bands. You guys are like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Someone's listening to my stuff. We're not always getting the exposure, and that's sad to me. I still am trying to kind of wrap my head around why, because it's different and it's refreshing, and that's what metal is to me. It's always this evolution and progression and always challenging, you know, what's already out there. So yeah, it's just disappointing to me. That's why I try to have as many Canadian bands on my show as possible. That's why I try.
it'll be nice when more Canadian metal bands and bands in general become successful, because a lot of music was sort of bred in America. Like the Canadian culture in general is still kind of developing. We are a younger nation, so It's definitely going to take some time, but it's like you said, it is different to hear something from, you know, a totally sort of outside perspective of things, right?
All right. Yeah, I don't know, maybe for me it's a little bit of a frustration because I'll tell my friends about, you know, what you guys do and some of the other bands that I've talked to, and they're like, I don't know who you're talking about. And I'm like, you need to know. Like, what? Like, are you serious? Like, I mean, you can know Metallica, you can know all these bands. I just feel it's important to be as eclectic and versatile as possible. And I feel like that's what you guys do because you guys have the knowledge. It's not like you're just making music to make music. Like, you guys actually know what the history and what it represents to you. And to me, I feel those type of musicians make better quality music because they understand, you know, how it got to the point where it is, and then what can I do to challenge it and to improve upon it and make it my own. Because I think that's important. I think that's what the fans also resonate with, is like you were saying, music that they can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's just, to me, it's Yeah, it's very important. But what kind of show, what shows you guys have coming up? Let everybody know what is going on with you guys, how we can get in touch. Because I definitely, when the 18th comes, that I will be playing all, you know, as many songs as I can off of your album, because it's really good. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I just think it's time for that change. I mean, the imagery, that's cool, but I want lyrics that have meaning, and I think that you guys do a good job of exemplifying that.
Thank you. Okay, so one second. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Because, like, I did the artwork for it, so I just, like, what do you think of the artwork? Because I'm self-conscious as sin.
I really like it, because to me, it really kind of, it represents what you're talking about, like, downfall and like, a degeneration. And I like that. I like how the cover looks like. And I like that it's original. It's not like, you know, you guys just standing there and you're like in the middle of a forest, which is fine.
What I said.
You know, it's fine. Like Viking metal, I enjoy. But it's just like, you can only see that pose so many times. Like, I want to see something different that represents, you know, what is a Viking. You know, if you got a pirate ship and you did some jousting on that, yeah, that's, you know, I can enjoy that. But no, I really think you did a very good job, a very, very good job with it.
Thank you. All right, now to get to those shows. Okay, so next Friday, we're throwing a CD release party in our local Oshawa.
Our local town.
Yeah, the local town of Oshawa. Don't look up where Oshawa is or look up Oshawa at all. But it's our local town. And then, so, like, with it, like we planned a series of weekend shows. Like, we were calling it the Weekend Warriors Tour because, like, it plays on the whole, like, you know, like, people who go with snowboarding all weekend, every weekend, or, like, and, yeah, you call them Weekend Warriors.
So, that's like, awesome. Like,
this is our Weekend Warriors Tour, where we have, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 different weekends and 10 shows. And, wow. So, yeah, it starts off on April 27th, and then we're doing April 28th in a city that's about an hour away, called Newmarket, and that's at a local jam spot. And then we're doing Hamilton, which is about 2 hours away, and that is May 4th, and it's at the Doors Pub and Taco Bar. And, like, they have amazing tacos.
They do.
It's like these tacos are phenomenal. Oh, you, like, ooh, you go there and you fill up on tacos, and you're like, man, I don't even want to play anymore.
Go to the band, take
the tacos. Yeah. And then the next day, we go to London, London, ooh, Ontario, which is about 2 hours away from Hamilton, so like 4 hours from home. And that's at a, like, it's called the East Village Arts Collective. And it's just like a local art house, basically. It's just like it's a place, like it's hard to explain. Like, we've played there once before. It was a lot of fun.
Is on the floor.
Yeah, stage is on the floor. No, it's about a foot off the floor.
Oh,
yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. And then the next weekend, we're playing at a pizza shop, actually, in Peterborough, which is an hour the opposite way of where we live. And that should be like a really good one. We're playing with a band from Montreal called The Storehead, and they're really cool. And then the next day, we're going all the way up to Ottawa, our nation's capital, and playing at a place called Ask a Punk. And, I don't have the band that we're playing with on me, but they are also really good.
People are going to think you're making this up.
Yeah.
I'm sure, right?
Every band we play with is amazing, even if I don't know their name. And actually, one thing I should say is that a lot of these shows, we have a band from Kingston that's going to be playing most of them, and it's they're the Albino Structure.
Oh, that's the best name ever.
There's some really cool guys. I've kind of gotten to know the guitarist. His name is Akira, and
It has no relation to the movie, I asked him.
That the name alone is awesome.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
It's crazy. Good.
He probably hates that, though.
Oh, yeah, he probably does. And then after Ottawa, we're playing, we have our Toronto gig at the Coalition. And, yeah, they're super excited. We don't play Toronto very much, even though it's really close. It's just one of those, like, in the lead-up to this album, it's been, we haven't been playing any shows. So we haven't played Toronto
at all. Schoolcraft will be playing New Skin with us that night. Mm. Yeah, that's the night she'll be making an appearance.
Yeah, yeah, when she, because she did the guest vocals on the last song. Then it's the 25th at the Detour Music Hall in St. Catharines, and then we play the Overtime Sports Bar in Kingston, and then after that we're traveling, I think it's like 8 hours.
It's far.
Wow.
It's about 8 hours up to Sudbury.
Might as well go down to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yes! That would be awesome.
Yeah, sorry, but that was a long list, but that's all the gigs we're playing. We could have just given you the quick jizz that it's all around Ontario, but that's the very specific story of the tour.
No, that's good to know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know. That's what my show is all about. I'm not like some of these shows where it's just like, oh, well, you know, let us know what your tour is. And then you're like, oh, yeah, we're just going all around. It's like, no, people want details. Metalheads are very detailed people. They really are. So it's like, if you don't say something, then my comment section, like, you know, turns into a Kanye West album. And then... You know, people are like, I want details. And it's like, whoa, okay, guys, you got the deets. You got the deets. Like, I'll put them in there. Because I really want for people to check you out. And, yeah, if you are ever coming to Wisconsin, please let me know. Because I would love to come down and check you guys rocking out and really enjoy your show. Because I feel like you guys are doing something different. I've been getting bored, I have to be honest. Like, I've been hearing, like, the same stuff over and over. So when I got a chance to listen to you guys' EP and the singles that have been coming out, I'm like, yes, finally! Something is not making my ears get tired. This is good.
Well, that means a lot. And, you know, there's obviously, like, lots of other bands that share similar inspirations that are doing original music that
absolutely
sounds refreshing, right? So we hope to connect with more bands, like, that, you know, can relate to us.
For sure. Now, my final question that I love asking every band I've had on this show, if you could give any advice, maybe looking at yourself when you first started in this industry, what advice would you give yourself in regards to success or growing, or maybe things that maybe you wish you knew, but now that you know, you wish you knew maybe when you first started?
I would tell all our younger selves, first of all, smoke less pot, and second of all, be more professional. Fix your behavior. Because the difference between seeing a goal and achieving it are two different mindsets. We talked earlier about what's been different because we've had all the lineup changes. But the truth be told, it's not just the lineup changes. It's more so that we've been able to change our attitude as well. We've been given phenomenal help along the way. And it's allowed us to realize how important it is to establish goals and to not see things as obstacles that could temporarily be. For example, money, although a lot of the things you want to do to make a successful band is a huge obstacle, the more you see it as an obstacle, the more you're going to compartmentalize yourself in the future. So a lot younger us, then yeah, definitely, especially since we were spending our money on pot. But we now that we're older, we can just... part of budgeting and everything else that goes with being a band, being more professional is very important, because when people start to take you seriously and people take you seriously, you get somewhere.
I keep telling these young people that. I keep telling them that. I'm just like, hey, you can be super talented. You can have it all. But one of my favorite guitarists, his name is Yingwei Mobsing. He said the same thing. Like, he said the exact same thing, that it's about professionalism, but also you have to make the music that you would want to make because that's the only way you can really be happy. Like, if you're making music just to make hits, it doesn't always necessarily, like, resonate within yourself. And I think that's so important, especially because they give me a hard time when I say that. They're just like, yeah, I just want to, you know. I'm like, no, you have to be professional, because you never know who is in your audience, or you never know who is checking out your stuff. It could open you up to opportunities you may have not considered. So it's very important. I always say that.
Yeah, it's really been a journey in changing our habits. And I think though we aren't still at that place that we want to be, obviously our recent success has shown that we're definitely going in the right direction. And if any of those people that aren't listening to you, you can give them our phone number and we'll tell them for you if you're getting too tired yourself.
You know, I give up now. I just let the comment section turn into a Kanye West album. That's what I do. Like, I just let it unfold, because I used to be like that. I used to be one of those, like, keyboard warriors where, you know, if someone says something, I was just like, you are incorrect, and I'll tell you.
That's right.
You know, yeah, right. But you get to a point where you're like, yeah, you're not the boss of me. Yeah, exactly. But no, I believe in you guys. I really do. And I mean, come on, you guys are on PureGrainAudio.com, and you know, you guys are really going to be successful, because to me, I feel you guys believe in your sex. Everybody can say that they're successful, but it's like, do you believe in your success? And I'm like, well, you're not going to be successful if you're hesitating. Like, successful people, they act and do, and they don't just talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate all you guys being on the show. I have to have you guys back, because you guys are fabulous. Like,
oh, dude. Thank you. We'd love it. Honestly, this is amazing.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done this EP, we plan on making an LP.
Yes.
And we would love to have you take a listen to it as soon as it's done. No promise when it will be out, but we hope to. We've already got lots of songs in the making right now. We're working day and night, starting with new technologies. Everything's going to be much more streamlined next time, because we have a good idea of who to go to for what services. So as soon as we get everything all ready to go, we would love for you to listen to it and tell us what you think next time. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I would feel so honored. I would have tears in my eyes and be like, oh my gosh, this album is so good. Then the comment section would totally rip me. They'd be like, girl, you're just biased. And I'm like, guys, you don't know greatness when you see it. I'm just saying. And then they get more bad. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I love this community, but sometimes I'm just like, you guys, I need to go lift some weights. You guys are stressing me out. Like, you... Yes, it's very tiring sometimes, but I fight the good fight, because I believe in metal, and I want for everybody to know that it's not about the imagery. There's a lot of sleepless nights, there's a lot of touring and a lot of hard work, and you guys are, to me, exemplifying that. So I always like to support people who keep it real and they believe in what they do. So you have my seal of approval. So anytime you guys come out with stuff, I will review it. Don't care what anybody says, because you guys are awesome.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. We can't thank you enough for your kind
words. Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you guys later. I'll definitely keep in touch, because you guys are fun.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And those are my new metal brothers once again: Nick, John, Josh, and of course Dylan from Fallen Legion. Thanks guys for coming on the show. You guys are like so awesome. You have my awesomeness award for this week. No, but for more information about them, check their official website, which is at FallenLegionBand.com. They also have a Twitter, which is at twitter.com/FallenLegion6Legion6. And they also have a Facebook as well, which is facebook.com/FallenLegionMetal. Because you can't say metal like metal. You have to say metal. All right, guys, let's get into our no-filtered news, but I like to also call it interesting topic for today. And we are talking all about metalheads, alternative people, and careers that could potentially, you know, be something you might be interested in. Okay, we have to just keep it real here for a moment, right? We have to realize that the music industry is not like how it was in the 80s, not like how it was in the 90s, and certainly it's not the 2000s anymore. The music industry, although there's still success stories that you hear about, but what I'm finding, especially in regards to the rock and metal scenes, is that many of our favorite rockers actually have side jobs that help to support their career. And I mean, let's just be realistic, okay? The days of Metallica, these really super big, well-known metal bands, you know, that type of notoriety, it's starting to disappear. Many metal venues are being closed down left and right. And the unfortunate thing, and this is something that always irritates me too, is that metal sometimes can be seen as a novelty and not as something that is a tangible career, you know? So let's go over some of the stereotypes when it comes to metalheads and alternative people. So the first thing is often that metalheads are weird, they have long hair, so, or tattoos, or certain body modifications. So because of that, that makes them unemployable. But that is not true. So here are some of my suggestions, okay, I would say in regards to careers for metalheads or jobs that you may want to consider. And this is just my opinion. Always make sure to do your research, and you always want to get into something that you're passionate about and it's something that makes you happy, or if it's something that you can make a difference with. Because that was my mistake when I first started getting into my educational career, was I wasn't necessarily looking at professions that would make me happy. Like, I always knew I wanted to be a part of the media, but maybe it was just the time that I kind of started getting involved with, you know, with education, people just were not really interested in the alternative look. Like, now it's cool, you know, to be a geek, and now it's cool to be a metalhead. But at one time, guys, if you were a part of any alternative type of subculture, depending on where you're from, okay, because different scenes are going to have different levels of acceptance. And at the end of the day, to me, metal is all about having no rules and not giving a crap what people think in regards to you. But unfortunately, when it gets into the professional sphere of things, yeah, your appearance does matter, how you carry yourself, your mannerisms. Sometimes it can matter. It just depends on what type of job that you're going for. So I'll use myself first as an example. So for me, education is just, it's always been a passion of mine. And it was because, let me tell you, I went through the educational system and people thought I was so weird, because from a young age, I was so interested in Victorian history and learning about different cultures. So people kind of made me feel like an outcast. And then as I went through high school and as I got older, when it came to picking careers, I always wanted to pick something that would allow me to not have a filter, that would allow me to speak my voice and to help others who have been oppressed. And education is a great platform for that. Now, it depends on what institution that you're interested in, because some institutions may not be liking someone who's a metalhead, you know, or liking someone who has an alternative look. And sometimes, unfortunately, because there are a lot of super judgmental and dumb people out here who don't want to take the time to educate themselves about different subcultures, especially the metal community, metalheads are some of the most eloquent and well-versed people, because metal is a genre that combines all different types of disciplines. It's not only about the music. It's a interdisciplinary, to me, type of genre of music, but metal is also a lifestyle, and I think sometimes people forget that. It's not always about the looks and the leather and all that. You know, for many metalheads, I like to call myself a professional metalhead, because I don't have that traditional metalhead kind of look that people expect. And actually, sometimes just looking normal, you can use that to your advantage. Because, like, for me, people don't think of me as being a metalhead at all. They're just like, you don't come off that way. And I love that. Like, I always have fun with that. And it helps me to kind of question their thought process. And then I always like turning a negative conversation into a learning opportunity. And that's what you have to do, guys, honestly. If you are looking for a career, or if you're a student and you're studying, you know, for a career and you're a metalhead, these are things that you may have to consider. Sometimes you may not want to tell people that you're a metalhead. And this is not me trying to be like all conformist and stuff, but there are some professions that you may have to wait a little bit to reveal certain things about yourself, because you gotta get your foot in the door. And this is the reason why I like education, because education, depending on where you're from, it, you know, it's very liberal. It allows you to talk about subjects sometimes that people don't always necessarily get to talk about. And I love that learning opportunity. So that's why I always say education, depending on, you know, if you want to be a counselor or if you want to be a professor or a teacher. And I love art teachers. Like, I swear, metalheads, in my opinion, make the best art teachers, alternative people, because they always have this influx of creativity. Because to me, alternative people are people where their body is the living canvas. And I think those people make the best artists. You have to have that kind of capability, and you have to have that type of talent to do that. And another profession that really kind of surprised me, actually, I was really shocked by this, is the tech world. I, you know, just from my research and kind of learning more about the different types of technology, from meeting people, I was really surprised as an up-and-coming, you know, educator, how many tech people were heavy metal heads. Like, they really, really love metal and are passionate about metal. They may not have the look, because there are some professions, like if you're trying to do the Fortune 500 thing, the corporate world or business world, depending, sometimes there are some businesses that may not allow you to have long hair. You may have to cut your hair off. You may have to wear a business suit. And there are ways you can, like, play around with your alternativeness. Like, maybe you could wear, depending, like, you know, one of those, like, skull rings, or, like, a ring with different patterns or something. Or maybe make your tie black. Or maybe you could wear a black suit or things like that. There are ways that you can modify it where it's not offensive. But the other route that a lot of people do besides tech is, I would say, the art world, of course, like art or performance arts. But here's the problem sometimes with the performance arts. Depending on your program, they don't always educate people correctly on what to expect when you finish school. Because sometimes being a musician, you're going to be doing excessive amounts of touring. You're going to be performing at shows where there may be a crowd, but it's not going to be like a huge super crowd. And you, those are the places where you kind of harness your craft and you learn how to be good on the mic and you get better at your instrumentation because of the competition. Like, everybody wants to be a musician, but how many people actually take the time to understand what is proper musicianship And also, just like in the interview that I did today with Fallen Legion, they mentioned, you know, the importance of professionalism and networking. These are such vital skills because, especially in the music industry, you and for me, I'm just looking at it from a research standpoint. You know, I'm not really deep into the music industry like that, but I'm a reporter, and that's how I can see the perspective, because professionalism is very important. You know, professionalism is the representation of what you're putting out there. So it's really important to know how to sell yourself so that people can see what you have to offer. And that is a very important skill, too, when you're looking for a career, because you want to make sure it's something that you're happy and you're passionate about. But also, do you have the skill set to make sure that you are qualified for the jobs that you are, you know, that you are applying for? And I would say the final place that I think is really good for alternative or metalhead people is making your own platform. There are so many different ways, guys, of getting your name out there. You know, it's not, gone are the days where you really, really had to grind. I mean, don't get me wrong, you still have to grind. But with social media, if there's something that you do that sets yourself apart from the competition, it makes it so much easier to get noticed. And once again, that ties right back into the networking part, and then also how you present yourself, the professionalism. So those are just some of my suggestions. If you guys have suggestions of careers that maybe I didn't talk about for metalheads and alternative people, definitely let me know in those comments below, because you can make your own path. I mean, look at the YouTubers. Look, there's so many metalheads that are YouTubers and they have their own shows, and there's so many different ways. Business is another way. I've seen a lot of metalheads that are interested in business or any field that revolves around sociology, because metal is a very sociological thing. You have different voices. You're talking about oppression. Sometimes there's issues of sexual orientation, you know, racial issues, things like that. So any kind of job that really focuses around the social sciences, I see metalheads and alternative people too, or the sciences too, or philosophy, they really thrive in those type of areas. So to give an example of what I'm talking about, I found this really cool article from metalinjection.net, and it was about Mercedes Lander, who is, come on guys, phenomenal drummer for the 90s band. They're still around. They're still doing their thing. They just actually released their live album not even that long ago. I gotta get it because I want to hear it. And also their documentary came out. So, oh my gosh, the juicy tea from what I've seen in regards to reviews, they said the documentary for Kitty is really good. So I gotta get it. I gotta see what happens and what, you know, they're talking about. So, you know, your girl is definitely going to talk about that on the show for sure. So one thing I found in reading this article is that Mercedes Lander is actually a real estate agent. And I was like, what? I was just like, are you serious? I was like, she, you know, drummer, well, successful, really successful. And she is a real estate agent. And that, I mean, that's super awesome. But that's how she's able, you know, to, you know, she does the band stuff maybe at night or certain times in the day. And then she balances that out with, you know, doing real estate and supporting herself. And there are so many of the top metalheads that do this. And there's no shame in that. It's okay, because, you know, it's just, Metallica, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, these bands have all been blessed to have the legacy of the careers that they've had, but it was a different time. And realistically, now in 2018, to be a, I mean, there have been many interviews, guys, of different bands that I have done where I've talked about, you know, I've talked about career, like opportunities or how they balance out, you know, their music. And many of them said, like, hey, I've had to get a job, or, you know, I've had to kind of find some way to support myself until our band kind of, you know, blows up or we get signed to a label. And guys, here's the thing, getting signed to a label, it's a completely different ball game, because every label has certain criteria and characteristics that they're looking for. But the other thing is, if you're really smart, you educate yourself, you can release your music independently. There are tons of metal bands that release their music independently. Yeah, it's a lot of work, and you don't necessarily get the same support as if you were on a major label. But once you get on a major label too, sometimes that's where the work begins too, because you're a new band, you're not established, and you also have to get yourself out there. Now, it's cool that the major label is, you know, helping to support you, but you still have to put in work, you know. And I think sometimes that's a misconception that people don't always know and talk about. So, man, let me know, guys, what you think about this interesting topic for today. But guys, you know me, I like playing new music. I like, you know, sharing with you bands that are just rocking, like Fallen Legion. But there was another band that I actually found today, and they're awesome. They're from Texas, and they're called Within Giant's Reach, and this is their song that I'm going to leave you with today. It's called The Summit. And of course, guys, you can keep in touch with me so many different ways on social media. My Instagram is instagram.com/curvymetal. My Twitter is twitter.com/curvymetal. And like I always say, remember to stay classy and don't be trashy.
Yeah. Of the time we waste, respecting the lives of the weak.